Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You start to worry if this team is, are they as good as their record says they are? And listen, you're 9-5, you feel pretty solid about that team, but boy, that win yesterday, the Broncos loss, even going back to like the Colts win, the Ravens loss, there hasn't been a lot of times where I've been really confident in what I'm seeing, especially when I add the grain of salt that really should be added with that Patriots win. Here's where I fall on resting players once you've cinched up your playoff positioning. If you're the one seed or the two seed and you've already got a bye, I don't know that I want to rest everybody. I mean, unless I've just got guys who are super banged up. But I'm probably looking to keep my guys sharp. If I'm...
Yeah, see, not me. The last thing you want is Lamar Jackson to go out and blow a knee in a game that means...
Yeah, nothing. I mean, I get that. But as far as anybody besides your quarterback, boy, I'd have a hard time sitting them because I don't want my guys sitting for 2 weeks.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send us a message. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. At MK Pallet. At Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can also watch us on the Twitch channel where you can see our man Eric Mayhem Warner joining us from Carbach. You missed the first 2 hours. You missed AJ refusing to let me improve his idea.
My idea was perfect.
No, it wasn't perfect.
And you just instant, like, you're that guy who, like, oh, you're a one-upper.
Well, yeah, I one-upped you because it's a better idea.
I came up with a brilliant plan.
I think it's a good idea. The Island of Misfit Toys.
Make that a separate show from mine.
Why?
So yours is just all fast?
Yeah, see, that's, yes. that's never going to fly.
Yeah.
That's what.
Well, you missed the whole conversation about how their emotions are higher.
Like, I caught the tail end of it, yeah.
So think about all the crying and stuff that happens on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And then crank that up to 11. With only morbidly obese people.
It's got some entertainment value, I'm not going to lie.
Throwing it out there.
I think it would sell.
Okay.
So advance it, man.
I'm doing a show right now, but I'll be on it.
Okay. You mean you're going to be directing it?
I'll be the executive producer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I'm going to send a DM to Jeff Probst and see what he thinks. He's got some ins.
Okay.
So, I'll get it there.
Okay, I like it.
Terrible.
Terrible. Well, I like yours. The misfits, man. You get. You could have like a lady with only one arm,
little
and
person, like a one-legged woman, like from The Sopranos.
A woman with prison tats and like face tats. She could be kind of hot.
And then you could flip it the next season and have all guys for one woman.
Well, if you watch the video on TLC, the trailer for this show, Hot and Heavy. There is, like, one of the three girls in particular is pretty. Like,
yeah, she is.
She's got some legit potential. So that guy might be playing the long game. You know, he's just waiting for some doctor to suggest gastric bypass. And then he might have a pretty hot chick on his hands.
Or he could, like, get her a Peloton for Christmas.
I don't think that's going to work.
She'd die.
She mentioned my name.
I don't think that's going to work. But imagine the fitness instructor talking back to you through the Peloton. Barb, we've been on this bike for an hour and you've gone 0.12 miles. What's going on? Listen, bitch, I'm eating.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Good stuff.
I can make these jokes because I used to be morbidly obese. Actually, I think I technically still am morbidly obese.
What was your peak weight?
let's say 302. That's pretty big.
Yeah.
I made it to 300 once, and then once I got to that, I said, okay, this is too fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's big for you. Because yeah. Hoffman's got, what, 3 or 4 inches on you,
no,
right?
No, he's got about an inch or a half inch. It's not even that much.
Really?
Yeah.
Fred shrinking in his old age.
Yeah, it happens.
Fred to the actually best
no,
was Fred.
I was 6'3 10 years ago. I'm yeah. about 6'2 now.
Okay.
I do think we used to be the same height, and we're just not anymore.
Of course, Fred. He wears boots every day, and I don't, so there is
there
that.
There you go. There's, oh, yeah. Okay. Well, good to see.
That must be it.
Good to see both you guys are drinking beer. AJ, you're not on any special diet.
Shh. Yeah, you weren't supposed to mention that.
Yeah, wait, thanks, man.
So you're back on that?
I've got 2 days left.
Okay.
My wife's birthday is the day after tomorrow.
Okay.
And that's when I was trying to make it till that day before I started drinking. But then on Saturday, I went down to my buddy's house, my buddy Don, and watched the fights. And
oh, you got to drink then.
We drank some beers.
Yeah. So this is nothing compared to that.
No.
So a little chocolate style.
That's
not
all.
Gonna, yeah, it's
all. This is good for you.
It is. It's very nutritious.
It's made of like barley and, you know.
Natural stuff.
Yeah, water mostly.
That's right.
It's still mostly water, right?
It is. It's 95% water.
Big deal.
Yeah.
This is nothing.
You got to remember, there's monks that sustain themselves in Germany during Lent off of beer for 40 days and 40 nights. That's all they had. Yep. So there's enough.
Do they still do that?
I don't think so, man. I mean, I'll have to do some digging, but I don't think they do that anymore.
You think they lose weight when they do that?
That would be an interesting one. I bet it's maybe a net slight gain, because don't you, when you're boozing up, you retain more water?
Yep, because you're dehydrated.
Yeah.
But
you're not bringing any other calories. And that Bock beer is pretty calorie rich. Like a 12-ounce glass of that German Bock beer is probably like 300 calories. So you figure if you have 5 to 6
and
of those.
It's a lot of carbs.
Well, it's all carbs. Yeah.
And so, like, you wouldn't be able to survive on just, like, Michelob Ultra for 40 days and nights. You'd just die.
You'd die.
And it wouldn't taste good.
No, it would be a great experience.
It's a lose-lose.
Yeah.
There was that dude who did it for Lent.
Mick Ultra?
No, he just did all beer and water for all of Lent.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
And he lost, like, 40 pounds. Yeah, somebody did it.
And he lost 40 pounds?
I think it was, like, 35 or 40, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they're onto something.
Okay.
Then.
All right, well, see, these monks were way ahead of their time.
Well, talk about the beer. This is a beer that you got, I think last year was the first year you did it, right?
Yeah. Chocolate Stout came out for the first time last year. A little slightly later. It came out in January, but You Will Shoot Your Eye Out kind of sold out quicker than we thought. So we released this one a little early. It's hitting the stores as we speak. And obviously with that cold front coming in, this is like a great beer, the Chocolate Stout.
Is this the exact same recipe as last year? Did you change it up a little bit?
It's a little different shift in the chocolate. This one's got a little bit more. I mean, the chocolate was kind of over the top last year. This is a little more, you know, subdued. So you're tasting more of the stout flavors.
So that's the very first thing I noticed. Last year, I remember when we tasted this last year, I was like, this tastes just like, I mean, it tastes like almost like a chocolate milk or some kind of chocolate drink.
Yep.
And it's way more muted now. And I don't know necessarily if one is better or not, but last year it was like in your face. Like it was like a candy stout kind of.
It was. And, you know, that's because the brewers, we just didn't bother talking to marketing this year. You know, anytime you talk to marketing, they always want more.
They want it more chocolatey?
Yeah. They want it over the top, right? And brewers who have really good palates and respect balance.
Yes.
We're like, nope, we're taking that down a notch.
But what day did we decide we're brewing?
I think it's the 16th of
January.
And my mission today, one of my missions is to come back with specific ingredients. I said we want to do a pastry stout. We want some s'more character in this thing. So literally, we just kind of want to do graham cracker and chocolate and marshmallow.
And probably some vanilla.
And some vanilla. All right.
That's not going to be balanced. It's going to be over the top. It's going to be super thick.
Yep.
You're going to chew on this beer.
It's going to be balanced like candy, you know, or a s'more.
Yeah.
But not balanced. What about campfire smoke? Are we going to try to infuse a touch of campfire smoke into this somehow?
Yeah.
Maybe a touch of smoked malt?
I'm down with that.
All right. Yeah. All right. I like it.
Just a little, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just a hint. You know. Oh,
this is going to be good.
It's going to be good. We're excited.
It's going to be good.
All right. Well, I'll we've got it locked in January 16th. I think that's a Thursday. And, we'll brew that up.
So, did you learn your lesson on you'll shoot your eye out? You got to make more next year?
Got to make more next year, yep. Yep. But team sales, man, I tell you what, they're like that 7-year-old kid. Their eyes are always bigger than their stomach.
Yeah.
And they always tell us, oh, make more. And then they don't sell it all. So we
come on, guys. And then you've got to give it to homeless people.
Basically, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I take some of the cake because they're about to throw it in the dumpster. And I'm like, well, no, that's no good.
Yeah.
Especially this time of year. Yeah. Spread the love.
Send it to a third world country.
You know, that's been done before. Not by us, but it does happen.
But then you get into liability concerns.
You do.
Because if, like, some African warlord is shown murdering a bunch of people with a chocolate stout in his hand, it's like, bro.
You got bad this, look.
You got
great
this dude,
advertising.
You
yeah.
got this dude lit up, and now he's murdering people. It's like that all falls back on you. So I could see how you got to work. You got concerns about.
Yeah, but
about
we
war
can't
lords.
Control like who you know. And it's funny because you
Jeffrey Dahmer was a Carbock guy. Little known fact.
So yeah,
he's a, well.
So was Ted Bundy.
Yeah, he predated. We got to come up with somebody more modern because okay. we've only been around for 8 years. Damn. I like where you're going with this. But.
I'm just trying to get you that pub.
Well, speaking of pub,
well,
you guys teased it.
You know who drank Carbock?
Who? Vince Young?
No. Casey Anthony.
Close. Oh, she was one of our early adopters.
Yeah. Like when didn't you guys get into the Florida market for a minute?
Yeah, well, that was more recent, but we'll go with that. Okay. We'll go with that. Casey, that's not a bad one. I still think there's a better one out there.
She drinks it now. How's that? She's out.
Yeah,
she's free.
But we don't know where she lives. She's hiding.
She's hiding and drinking stout.
She's drinking all right.
I'm trying to think who's the other real bad guys these days. They're all politicians, and that's not as fun as murderers.
Yeah, yeah. And then the problem is that the bad guys are like really bad guys. We need like somebody who's like a bad guy, but not really like because to be a bad guy now, the bar has been raised so high.
Yeah,
you really just gotta cross lines of morality that haven't been crossed.
Did you hear this story about this guy? It was like in spring. He moved here.
Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? A super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com, SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
To live with his grandmother and his great-grandmother. And then he killed them. And then we're like, well, why'd you do that? He dumped one of them behind a church and then like put the other one in a trash can in his backyard.
Jeez.
And they're like, why'd you do that? He was like, I was tired of them. You're tired of them?
How old was this guy?
I got to look it up. I don't know how old he was. I don't know if they said it in the story.
We got to take a quick break. But before we do, I have to ruin your night.
Oh, no.
Fox did The Fat Bachelor. It was called More to Love. And says near the end, they added a hot skinny girl to stir things up. So I looked it up, and indeed, that is correct. It was
the
series followed
hot,
Luke Connolly of Santa Maria, California, a single plus-size man. He was 6'3", 330, trying to find love among 20 plus-size women.
Damn.
So, you stole an idea.
Have they done it with a fat woman?
Well, here's another thing that you might want to consider. It only lasted one season. Wasn't very successful.
Fred, I'm not looking to last forever. I want to get in and get out with the money.
Well, you've already had one season that failed, so,
They got to try your idea, Fred.
If you just had been a little more open-minded, I might have gone in with you, but no.
Well, mine will also have a combat round where
ooh, now you're talking.
Once the Fatchler bit narrows it down to two girls to give the rose. But it won't be a real rose. It'll be a chocolate rose.
Of course.
And they have to fight.
I have them sumo wrestle.
It'll be Jell-O wrestling, obviously.
Yeah, your idea is a failure. It's been done.
It's been done.
You're the worst person.
Hey, I would have been supportive.
You're never supportive.
That's not true.
God.
I'm supportive of Jammogram.
How do you have so many friends when you're so horrible to them?
I'm only horrible to you.
You're the worst, man. All right. Guys, I got to tell you about Pajamagram. How about a win-win this year with Pajamagram? You give her something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. How? The super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram is a start. Let's face it, it's hard to get her hot when she's freezing cold. And the hoodie footy's the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. And head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. And it gets even better because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, which is like icing on the cake because it means you don't have to wrap anything. They're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. Delivery by Christmas guaranteed, so you risk nothing. You want more? Okay. Pajamagram celebrating 10 years of Hoodie Footy. So right now, for a limited time, you can save $10 on adult-size Hoodie Footies when you use the code SAVE10 at checkout. That's it. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use the code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com, SAVE10. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz, drinking a little Carbach with Eric Warner and insulting AJ. And he's getting all upset, even though he's been beating me up for 10 years.
I don't remember any of that.
Of course you don't. And now I'm the bad person.
Have you ever heard me say something mean to Fred, Aaron?
Today, no.
Today, no, yeah.
Yeah, see?
So we cut you off before you were going to talk about the field goal thing, the Carbach.
So we got some stats. I got some fresh.
How many made it?
So over the course of the weekend.
You guys did it Thursday and Saturday,
yeah,
correct?
Just like you announced. We're doing the exact same schedule this weekend. The weather's going to be perfect on Thursday. We had approximately 230 attempts. Okay, this is a 30-yard field goal. How many do you think have made it?
How many tried?
230 attempts.
15.
86.
That's pretty disparate. AJ is a heck of a lot closer. 20.
Really?
Now, for those of you who are coming out and want to come out, because you look at your odds, that's great.
Do you have a holder?
You were going with my, that's tip number one. So we actually have a tee.
Ooh.
Not one of, so.
But can you have a holder?
Let me see if I can get an answer to that. Are you allowed to bring your own personal holder?
I mean, if it comes from the same distance, I would think you'd be able to.
Because, yeah, the tee, you know, some would say having it on the tee gets you more loft. You can get it
but
up.
It hurts on accuracy.
Hurts on accuracy. That's right. So so that's tip number one. And tip number two, the surface is very hot. Okay, DG's listening. Wow.
Okay.
He's already saying, no, you can't. Tee only.
Oh, DG. Come on.
DG pissing on. Well, we got to keep the rules consistent,
boo,
I guess.
Boo.
All right. And then the other tip I would give everybody is the surface is slightly uneven. And what I mean by that is it slopes from right to left downward.
Okay.
So if, you know, depending on how you draw the ball or whatever, keep that in mind. And then finally, it is a very hard surface.
Yeah.
It's like
playing on ice.
It's grass. It's that where we have the concert, that new seated area, but it's very firm, close cropped grass.
Okay.
So bring the right footwear to make sure your plant foot doesn't slide out from you. But the door's open, folks. Only 20 have made it. You make it there, you get into the drawing, and then you get to go do it again on December 27th.
So right now, if we assume that 20 people make it in the next 2 weeks, or next two things, 20,
yep.
So it's been 10 per.
Yep.
I mean,
1 in 40 is not bad odds. Yeah.
That's like a 2.5% chance.
Yep. And then all you got to do is go. You got to make a 30-yarder at the game. Yep. Yep. And DG, if you are listening, feel free to text me in. But is it only one, the one person drawn, or are there going to be like three or four drawn, and like three people get to try it at the bowl game?
And if you, like, if the first guy misses, the second choice gets a shot at it?
Yeah, something like that. Because you think you want to send somebody, right? You don't want to have like failure.
You don't
right?
want a contest with no winner.
Yeah, that's no good. That's no good.
And that would suck.
So,
that's like if they had that, you know, that contest where they throw footballs in the Dr. Pepper can. Like, it would suck if like it ended 0-0 and neither kid got the scholarship. Like that'd be like a real bummer. So they don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think I liked Aaron's idea. I think you guys should all come out Thursday or come out Saturday and have an internal. And hey, folks listening, what a great, you know, you're looking for just an informal way to take your team out for a few beers for the holidays. You don't want to like go do some fancy dinner or anything. Just come on out to the brewery this Thursday between 6 and 9, and you can have a little fun with your staff, right? And of course, be a good boss. Like if you played like college level soccer, don't like show up your team and like, you know, put it through. Let one of your team members make one. All right, let's see what DG says. Okay, here's the good news. Wow, didn't even realize this. If you make it, you get to go to the game,
mm-hmm.
no matter what. Forget the lottery. So all 20 of those people, you get tickets to the game.
Really?
Yeah. So you get to cheer on your Aggies to victory.
Okay.
But yes, only the one drawn gets to go down on the field and make the attempt on the field.
Okay. And if he misses, then sucks for him.
Yeah, sucks for you. You don't get to go to... And DG, since you're still listening, okay, AJ, you said he. DG, have we had any successful female kicks?
Like Kathy Ireland.
Or has it been all dudes? And if you're listening, let us know. But anyway, come on out, folks. It's a riot. I mean, and again, going back to that team thing, you know, laugh at your boss as he like falls on it, you know, Charlie Brown style, falls on his butt when he doesn't make the kick.
That would never happen to me.
See, I could make a 20-yarder, but 30, I know it doesn't sound like that big of a difference, but when you're
old. I feel like 20-yarder would be harder because you have to get...
No, that's just an extra point.
The trajectory up.
That's not that hard to do.
Man, I never even tried kicking. I had to be the holder at one point.
Because you were a quarterback, right?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, I was pretty good
when I was 18 years old, but that was like 4 centuries ago.
That doesn't seem easy.
I think the key is for older guys like us is don't, and it's like softball, weekend warrior softball, don't over-try. Just take a nice easy step.
Like golf. Like if you swing too hard, it's
like a pitching wedge.
You just pull it back. Sling it forward.
Here's what DG says. So far, dudes only, but we've had some really good female shots, and he's pretty sure one of them's going to get it.
Okay, ladies. The challenge is out to you now.
Soccer players. A lot of soccer players
out
there.
Yeah, JJ Watt's fiance, right?
Yeah. Yep.
You want to take your husband to the game? I don't even know her name.
Kalia Ohai.
Is she on the dash?
Kalia Ohai. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You just... Show off. You want to take JJ to the New Orleans, Kalia Ohai? Go out there and kick a field goal if you can.
I'm betting she's had practice with field goals.
She's never kicked a field goal.
Oh, I bet she has.
Dude, the principle's the same. It just hit the right part of the ball. I guarantee she's made it first try.
Practice a few times, I'm guessing.
She could probably nail one from 45 or 50.
When I was in Austin, I was mocking female athletes, and I got called out to go to down to the softball field at UT and try to hit off Kat Osterman.
How'd that work out for you?
I hit a ground ball once. I had 10 pitches. I hit a ground ball once up the middle, and I hit 2 foul balls, and I missed the other 7.
Dang.
Whiffed.
Dang. it's real, like, they stand really close to you.
That's such a different thing, because they're right on top of you, and they can wing it.
And because at the time, I had been working with the voice of the Longhorns, Craig Way, and he was saying that it's harder to hit than a baseball, and I was like, I told him I could hit off of a pitching machine. I said I could hit off a 100-mile-an-hour pitching machine. So we did our show at a cage one day, and I got 10 pitches off the machine, and I made contact with 6 or 7 of them. And that's a machine, though, from a good long distance. This was a different – and the ball moves up.
Yeah, that's the big difference, right?
And so I started trying to, like, uppercut swing, and then all your fundamentals are off, and it's a weird game.
You have to choke up, and you flip the bat at it more than anything.
Oh, all I wanted to do was go yard, Fred. Because all I was thinking about was, if I crush a ball off this famous softball chick, they will never hear the end of it from me, ever. I'll talk about it every day. But alas, it did not happen.
Oh, man.
You're setting yourself up on that one, man.
Hey, some breaking news for you. Graham Harrell staying at USC. Three years, $1.2 million per season.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good.
That's above average, right?
Yeah.
All right. Guys, I have to tell you about my bookie. And right now they're doing 12 days of risk-free gifts from MyBookie, including today. And last weekend they had a free parlay on the UFC. There's free bets, there's free spins, there's futures, and more. And as a matter of fact, today you can get a future bet on the Super Bowl if you bet the Colts and Saints. So you still got time to get in there and do that. You'll get a $10 Super Bowl future. It's all part of their 12 days of gifts. With the NFL, NBA, and NHL in full swing and all the college bowl games coming up, it's a great time of year for sports betting. Parlays, teasers, specials, anything you could ever ask for. MyBookie's here for you. Head over to MyBookie.ag right now and use our promo code RADIO to get half of your initial deposit in free wagers. And that's just the start of your savings. Put it on your daily calendar to check out MyBookie.ag between now and the 25th because there's something new every day and you're going to want to take advantage of these deals. So sign up at MyBookie.ag with our code RADIO and start winning today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Guess we'll just keep Eric around. Why not?
Yeah, he can stay.
As long as I have beer, I get to hang, right?
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about...
As soon as it runs out, you're out of here.
We were talking about some of the lines from... The look-ahead lines into next week. And Cowboys favored by 2.5 against the Eagles.
Cowboy, right? Gotta like Cowboy there.
I think the Cowboys are just better than the Eagles, but now we're saying the Cowboys... It's -2.5 at Philly. So are they 5.5 points better than the Eagles?
Depends on which team shows up,
it
right?
It really does, man. Which makes me think it's going to be sucker money on the Cowboys this week. Because who wants to bet the Eagles right now? Yeah, you know, they barely beat the Redskins. I know it was a 10-point win, but...
Yeah, but it wasn't a 10-point win.
They barely beat them, you know, by 3. So that's a tough one. I think some of these games, it's just a question of motivation. You know, there's a lot of games where the toughest games to me are the games where neither team has anything to play for.
To me, that screams over,
like
in those games, because that's advantage offense. Defense is going to, it's easier to sort of go out and scrimmage mentality as an offense than as a defense. If you're laying off a little bit, that's advantage offense.
Okay. Would you say that Tampa is a below average or above average defense?
I would say slightly below.
Would you say the Chiefs have a below average or above average defense?
Above.
Do you? Okay.
They've been playing very well.
They have, man.
Could have something to do with who they've been playing also.
Pats? But again, the offense is garbage. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Detroit and Denver are playing each other this week. Two teams that have nothing to play for.
I bet that total's low.
38.
I'm hitting the over on that. I think, why not? Fangio's going to be like, let's see what Locke's got. Let's let him go. Now, the question is, will Detroit score?
Okay, here's another one. Giants, Redskins, 42.5.
I'd lean over on that.
Bengals, Dolphins, 46.
I think that's going to be your highest scoring game of the week. I think that'll be like...
No one cares less.
Yeah, if you're a defensive guy, I mean, I like the concept here because you're not going to stick your head into a running back or anything. You know, risk getting hurt here in the last couple games. Like, if I can get him and pull him down, great, but I'm not...
Carolina, Indy over 46.
I think you got to wait and see what happens tonight because Indy's still technically alive.
And they, I heard something about Allen being may not be named. As who would start if it's not Allen? Who is there?
Will Greer.
Yeah. Will Greer's the guy that everybody's been trying to get to start. They want him.
Yeah, then I might because that then starts to scream potential turnovers, right? So maybe, I don't know if I'm as keen on the over on that one. What's the total on that one?
46.
46.
And the other game with two teams that are playing for, there's two more. Jacksonville, Atlanta, over 45.5.
Over.
I think that depends on if Jacksonville scores. I mean,
they'll score.
They'll score.
Yeah, they'll score enough. I mean, they're not going to score a bunch, but they'll score enough.
They're going to sling it around, right?
Yeah. Here's one I'll play the under on. Raiders, Chargers, 47.
Yeah, just because of turnovers. Turnover, I mean, between Carr and Rivers, there could be five picks.
And I always look to play Chargers unders because they're a snail. They play so slow.
I watched that yesterday when I was watching them like deliberately turn over the ball.
Now that I've said it out loud, I think people realize that he does it every play.
He literally, it's like his own personal challenge. I'm going to take it down to 1 second.
And then he starts clapping like he can't believe the clock's gotten so low, and then they snap it in a hurry, and it's unbelievable. Yeah, there's some pretty bad games.
So where's he playing next year?
I think Carolina would make sense.
But isn't... what you sort of hear the chatter is that Tepper, the owner there, wants to blow the whole thing up and start from scratch.
Yeah.
But he is a...
You don't think having a veteran quarterback would make sense?
To tutelage a draft pick? Okay, sure.
Well, I think that, but it's also something that'll keep you from just being totally horrible. You know what I mean? It's like if you've got Rivers, you're probably not going to win anything. But you can build a team while staying somewhat competitive instead of just tanking to be horrible.
And he's from North Carolina, but have they declared like San Diego's home? Is that where they're going to stay when he's done?
Because
maybe
think so.
If he gets to go back to North Carolina, sure, that makes sense.
I think he's a country boy at heart.
I'd seen a lot of Tennessee speculation until Tannehill started playing so well.
I think he just doesn't want to be in L.A. I don't think it's so much that he loves San Diego. I think he doesn't like L.A.
I wouldn't want to raise my kids there.
I wouldn't want to live in L.A. I wouldn't. You'd have to pay me a lot of friggin' money to live in L.A. I'd rather live in New York than L.A.
That's what Garrett Cole said, huh?
Yeah.
I'll pass on both. San Diego I would live in, though.
San Diego's pretty much one of the most awesome places.
San Diego actually translates to whale's vagina, for what I've heard.
I've heard that, too.
Yeah.
You know what? How about Del Mar? I live in Del Mar.
Okay.
Is that better for you? Yeah, you're only looking at like a $20 million house, so no problem, right?
No big deal.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go, and it's Monday, so this is where we usually do the Dumbass Report.
Yeah, I don't know if this is right for the Dumbass Report, because it's a little dark, but we'll go with it anyway. A forensic scientist has been fired on suspicion of having sex with a dead body after a cop allegedly walked in on him in the act. Vanderlei dos Santos Silva
Wasn't he an MMA fighter?
Vanderlei Silva was. Yeah. This Dos Santos, I think it's a different guy.
Oh, okay. It wasn't Junior Dos Santos.
No.
Okay.
52 was fired by the Institute of Legal Medicine for allegedly having sex with a corpse in the city of Manaus in the northwestern Brazilian state of Amazonas. According to local media reports, an officer had gone into the autopsy room in order to collect additional information about a dead woman when he allegedly found Silva having sex with the body. Silva is said to have pulled his trousers up and fled the scene after realizing he had been spotted.
Maybe he was just doing some kind of forensic study.
A deep dive?
Yeah.
Checking in on a cold case?
He was just going to go out back and suck down a couple of cold ones.
Well.
Not wise, guys.
I'm going heavy on no. That's not good. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that.
That's a hard no.
This is also something that's pretty much, I thought, universally frowned on, but apparently there's still some people who are into this. This is in Utah, where the Rancheritos restaurant has been closed down, and an employee was fired after evidence surfaced on social media that appeared to show him urinating on the kitchen floor. The video was taken by a customer in the drive-through lane at about 5:30 a.m. The manager said the employee was fired. He'd worked there for less than 3 months, but apparently felt, after 3 months, make myself at home and piss on the floor. Salt Lake County shut down the restaurant pending an inspection. Two news cameras on Sunday captured a total purge. Staff could be seen throwing away food and other items in the kitchen, including utensils, scrubbing down everything. Nicholas Rupp, a spokesperson for the health department, said today in response to a complaint, we confirmed that a food handler there exhibited a willful disregard for food safety and acted inappropriately in a food prep area. We required that the establishment close and sanitize all food prep areas and also revoke the specific employee's food handler permit. The establishment may reopen only after a meeting with the county's Food Protection Bureau and undergoing a complete reinspection, including a verification of employee training.
Dumbass!
You've got to train your employees not to piss on the floor. The video, which apparently has gone viral, the guy who took the video is Robert Talavacola, who apparently is Tua's brother. He was waiting to order his food when he was at the Rancheritos and got no response. So he pulled up to the window, and the employee inside looked at him before walking away. So he was just in there taking a leak in the kitchen. Not wise, guys. And my last story is about a college professor who went on Grindr and tried to buy some sex, but he thought he was talking to a student. He was talking to a cop. Didn't go well for him.
Wise, guys.
And that, friends, is your dumbass report.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Good job by Aaron. Good job by Hoffman.
Sorry for the corpse sex. I know that was a bit alarming. No,
I'm a fan.
Of course you are.
What'd you do with the song? Oh, okay. Well, so pretty good job, Aaron, right up until the end. Great job from Aaron.
Way to go.
Yeah, that kind of sucked today, but that's why we'll be back tomorrow. And we'll try it again. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.